Probably a little soft. The field will probably be a little soft. Maybe give a little bit more. But you got to get your footing. I think planning, I was talking with Brandon and Amon about it. I just can't plan as hard just because it might come up a little bit easier. But I don't think it should affect that much.
Yeah, Amon mentioned changing his cleats. Do you have to be more prepared for that?
Well, he changed them during the game. Last week I told him to kind of be prepared for certain things, and they slipped a couple times. But no, I kind of go into it probably the same way, and I just kind of work on my footing a little differently.
What's been the difference from the beginning until now in the run game?
Progress, of course, persistence, which is always working. You want to always improve during the season. So I think guys, continuity up front, guys being healthy, and really just continue to work. We're getting better every week, and guys are really working on the fundamental aspect and the detail of what we're trying to do offensively.
The strange sort of way, we're coming out of the same locker room, going to the same stadium.
Might feel like deja vu a little bit. Let's hope the outcome is the same.
Help you escape the thinking about the playoff, the implications, all that sort of thing?
I don't know about that. We understand the stage, and we understand that it definitely won't be the same game, and it won't be the same team. It's going to be much harder. They're going to come out with a level of intensity that we have to exceed. They're playing at home. They've been in this situation before, so it should be a good one.
What is the
It means a lot in general to the offense. You want guys that are in there consistently, and they've been able to do that the second half of the season. The guys have been able to stay healthy and get that continuity for themselves as well, to be on the same page so that they can communicate. Running the ball has been good from that aspect. We've been able to be on the same page, and the communication level is high, and we're really clicking on that cylinder. So, it's definitely helped. I think it's helped A-Rod. Pass protection wise, they've done a phenomenal job, and really we're starting to roll and become balanced.
You're going to carry averages all the way up, and you've had 7 touchdowns in the second half. Are those byproducts of improved line play?
Absolutely. I think all this. They're all a result of, when you look at how an offense works, everything has to be clicking. So, absolutely. I think as a backfield, we're doing a better job. I think as a line, we're doing a better job. Pass the ball, we're doing a better job. The wide receivers, everybody across the board is doing a better job on what they need to do individually, and hence that's helping the whole offense.
How much did 2 years ago help you prepare for this time around?
We'll see. I think it helps a lot. Even though we are a young team, we do have guys that have been in this position before and been in playoffs and in big games and succeeded and played at a high level. So we are looking forward for guys to step up with that situation and who've been there before. So we have leaders, guys that'll know. One of the biggest leaders on our team, A-Rod, is his first go-around on that, but we're excited for him, and he'll do a great job.
What's the attitude of the locker room right now?
I think you see guys are feeling good. They're excited. We put a lot of work in, and guys are looking forward to this opportunity, and we'll be ready. Really, guys are taking it serious. It has nothing to do with it. The season's over. It's a new season now, and we got one chance to get it right. There's no do-over, so you really have to make sure you take advantage of every opportunity.
I know you're pretty fresh going in the way the last two games played out, how much sharing of the load there was, and you didn't have to get,
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. I do. I feel it's probably one of the best I felt going into a game. So that helps, the fact that I feel good. We played on this this surface before. The weather should be nice. All those things kind of add on to it. But I'd feel good regardless because of the atmosphere. You can't ask for a better situation to be able to go into a playoff game is what you want. It's why you play the game, these type of atmosphere. So I'm looking forward to it.
Looking 2 years back, what was the one thing that kind of sticks out playing that first ever playoff game?
One thing that sticks out, there's a bunch of things that stick out. But the way we won, that was a great way to win at home. And, of course, the snow. You don't see that very much too often to be able to play in an atmosphere like that at home. So definitely a great opportunity.
The young guy asks you, what to expect on Sunday. What do you tell them?
Everything to be more intense. Everything to be faster. And you're playing good against a good team. They wouldn't be in the playoffs if they're not a good team. So everybody's going to be playing good football. And everything's going to pick up another level because you know what's at stake and what's on the line.
Ryan, you guys have the fewest giveaways than the regular season. How important is just hanging on to the ball for your offensive success?
It's probably the main point. You can't do anything without the ball. We think offensively, that's where it all starts. Ball security is number one. when you look at the offenses across the board, if you win, your chances of winning, I mean, if you hold on to the ball, your chances of winning the game go up dramatically. So that's our number one goal. That's our number one, what we take emphasis on every week in practice and during the game. Ball security, ball security, ball security. Because like I said, you can't do anything without the ball, first and foremost. And we've done a good job. And, you know, the season's over. Now we got to start fresh on this note and just continue to keep that going.